Blog Talk Radio.
Refused to give the Negro any land. Through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farm. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land,
better protect them. You better watch over them. They do not belong to the public school system. They do not belong to Caesar. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Lord. And he's given them to you to reign. Gates of hell have opened. A 60-year-old man, naked, marches through the streets of one of our cities in the United States of America, is standing before little children, little girls and little boys. This has nothing to do with taking someone's rights away from them. This has to do with imposing perversion in the face of a child. Where did it come from? There's the spirit.
You better take your children and you better protect them. You'd better watch over them. They do not belong to the public school system. They do not belong to Caesar. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Lord. And he's given them to you to raise.
A lot of people started making communities where they could accumulate wealth. Organizations like KKK and white supremacists decided that didn't get to exist. Places like Black Wall Street, Rosewood, multiple others were burned to the ground and everyone was killed. Anyone that survived, all of their information was burned inside their houses. When black people went to the banks to retrieve their money to rebuild everything, the bank said, no, all of their bank cards had been burned. They couldn't get their money back. All of those banks still exist and still have all their money. and it's all accumulated wealth. What?
Where's your proof that brown-eyed people are smarter than blue-eyed people?
Okay, brown-eyed people, I'll be using this one. Now, brown-eyed people are responsible for the fact that you have electricity.
Yeah. Now, how come? the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. A message of concern. Think about it. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African American man as savior of the world before them? What would this do to the mind of the world church? What would happen to the world church with under a figure of a particular race represented, biblical, and in pain, the savior of all men? Al-Quran, Surah 3, verse 64. Say, O ye people of the book, come to common turn between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partners with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye, bear witness that we, at least, are Muslim, bowing to God's will. Civilized nation should want that their religion be civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. Be created. This is a message.
I want to introduce you to my fourth set. Take a child who's fresh and mind brand new. To tell him this is God, what do you think that'll do? Will it make him disappear if it looks like them? Or will it make him feel inferior because it looks like them? Will it make him sin over and over again? Because he can't see his wrong, see something in it to him. You see, he's truly just corrupt the mind, body, and soul. And racism was started when this lie was told. Now what if the image is of another white man, Arab face, than a sister or a brother?
Well, thank Brother Sheikh and Imam Dawood from the Great Georgia for that fine piece of music. Message of concern. Concern about the world that we live in and how we can get it back to be normal. So we here tonight struggling. But these people know they like to mess with these computers. I guess they know that these computers that we're using are sending out messages of hope and change for the world, and they are trying their best to stop it. So we like to open up our talk anyway, and they can't stop this. They haven't learned. They can come out better putting out the sun or putting out something in the galaxy quicker they can put this out. This ain't going out. So we'd like to open up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. Umale Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmi Din. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdinas Sirata Mustaqim. Sirata Ladina. and to wale him. God, we may do we wale him wale do. I mean, we seek, but and say it now in the English translation. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who was being cast out, with the name of Almighty God, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, we'd like to greet everyone in the best of the greeting, that all the greetings in the world, there's no greeting measure up to this greeting. This is a greeting that's given to us by the Creator himself. And this greeting reminds us that we have to work together to keep the peace. Because the people who don't want to work together and keep the peace are the very people that are going to kill each other or harm each other or work against each other because they haven't found peace. They don't realize how valuable peace is. So we'd like to greet you in that greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean, may Allah peace be on you and on me, and that obligates us to keep the peace. We're here tonight again on the Bout Talk radio station, trying to move out and stay on top of it. But Satan always want to put something in the way of that. But and sometimes he's successful, and most of the time he's not. But Allah wants us to continue on fighting this scheme that he bring about. And that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. We're going to fight this scheme until there's no more scheme coming from him, so we can start building and making a better world so all of us can live in. Until his scheme is gone, until his scheme is out of the world, we're going to have this problem, racism and all kind of ism. Allah said he's one and alone. There's nothing like him. And so when you show me a man, you show me an image of a man, you show me image of a man that came from a woman, he either looked like his mama or looked like his father. There's no image that you can put up or create and call it God. All these are fantastic lies that have been given to the world by Satan himself. And when we say Satan, we talking about a man and a woman who don't took on weak ideas, wrong thinking, and tell lies. That's the ingredients. That's the attribute of Satan. He's a liar. Tell all kind of, he's a deceiver. He's one who divides the family up. He's the one who make things, then make you feel bad if you're not using them. He make alcohol and all the drugs, then make you think like you ain't hard, you ain't got no sense unless you using them. That's Satan. His scheme is to make evil seem fair. And that's exactly what he's doing. When you see Satan in this bill commercial, it make you see that they see these people are having a great time. They're drinking and eating all kind of nice food. They dress nice. They're getting along. That's a false picture of people that drink. People that drink, fuss, cuss, and we'll kill each other. So Satan's job is to make evil seem fast. So we're here to expose Satan. Satan is not nobody's friend. People are talking about they love Jesus. They don't. They said it because it sounds good. It ain't got no foundation in what they're saying. Jesus, he took some swine some hogs with bad spirit in them. And he ran these hogs. It's in the Bible. He ran them off the mountain and killed most of them. Well, we see there's still a lot of hogs on the earth, so he didn't kill all of them. The hog itself is not bad. It's that it was bad when you disobey Allah, who told us not to eat it. That's what's bad. Allah said all the things he gave you to eat, and he going to test you by telling you, don't eat this one thing. You going to eat it because Satan is making it available to you. Then you are disrespecting your creator, and whatever you put in your body that Allah said to not use, then you look for some kind of punishment coming from your body from disobeying God by using what he said on you. So that's the danger in that. Whatever Allah said, look, he give you 10 commandments. Why don't the first commandment, you got to obey it. The first commandment said don't make no image of God. And the second commandment said nothing in the sky anymore. So them commandments that he give you in the 10 commandments, how many people in America is following those commandments? Do you believe that if we follow those commandments, do you believe we have a better world to live in? I do. But people not following those commandments. They've been told that they are free. It's not free. It's really freedom. They're not using their dome. Your head got a dome on around your head is round. They got like a dome. You put the dome on the Capitol or the White House. You got domes on the churches and other places. And dome mean that people under those domes should be thinking and making good decisions. But if they ignore what Allah said, what the Creator said, then all the decisions they might make or could make is out the door, is out the window. You can't make no decision without the Creator. He already pointed out what's wrong and what's right. And all we got to do is instill them in our children. And they will be better than us because we've been messed up with this, I'm free, I'm proud, I'm black and proud. Proud of what? We bought into all of that. We bought into a lot of things and like biting into an apple that you told to stay away from or biting into some knowledge that you shouldn't go near. But Allah is often forgiving and most merciful. And he has forgave us that, and we appreciate the forgiveness, and those who love Allah, God, the Creator of the best, they pray to Allah 5 or more times a day to show their appreciation, and that will sustain you from some of the false lies they done gave Jesus. He died for your sin. We won't go down courthouse and tell not one judge that a man 2,000 years ago died for the sin, and you don't know why this courthouse is open to punish sin, punish people for killing, punish people for cheating on their wife or their husband cheating on their wife. They don't know why they got a divorce court here. But those people ain't going down there and say that. They gonna say Jesus died for the sin, but that's all they gonna do, say that. But when it comes to standing up on there, go and promote that to a judge, and they ain't gonna do it. But they'll tell you, oh, he died for my sins. He died for your sins. He died. He wasted his time. He threw away a good life if he died for your sins. So we are here tonight, Muslims, trying to bring about some clarity to all the lies that have been given us so we can move these images out the world and we can see ourselves as something value. As long as you worship an image, you're not going to see yourself value. You're going to see the person that looks like that image valuable, because who don't want to be closest to look like so-called the creator of this creation? If somebody look like the creation or the creator of this creation, that person was more likely closer to the creator than the people that don't look like. That's a psychological effect of that lie. So we have to remove that. None of these pictures, none of these people look like a flex had picture of God, of the Creator. So we had a night from coming out of California, Black Talk Radio Station. We Muslim. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar, and we have Daya Akbar. We are co-host workers here. And we also have Sujah Muhammad and Sister Karan coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We are tonight to fight against the scheme of Satan. And we pray that you listen. You got any questions, it's match one, come into your queue, and we will let you talk or ask questions or make comments. We welcome you, and we say, may Allah bless us with the peace we need and keep going with the peace we need, so when it's over with, we will still be in peace. That's what Allah wants. So I'm going to bring another one of our speakers up, put my talk show and bring him up. May Allah continue to bless us all. I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad up from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujah Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, you got it, my good brother. Your time.
All right. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, there is only one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Noah, Abraham, Moses, all these great men is Allah's messenger, and they are the prophets of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet. We like to give all the brothers and sisters the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah much. We pray and ask Allah to bless us to stay steadfast. And we ask Allah to take us through what we had to be taken through. We know Allah says that we all going to be tested and tried. I pray Allah that he takes me through the test and successfully. Alhamdulillah. I don't want to waver. I want to stay steadfast. I'd like to read something from the Holy Quran dealing with the believer, Al-Mu'minun, dealing with starting at Surah 23, Ayat 44. No, I'm going to start at Ayat 39, Surah 23. Starting at Ayat 39. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. The prophet said, oh my Lord, help me, for that they accuse me of falsehood. Allah said, in but a little while, they are sure to be sorry. Then the blast overtook them with justice, and we made them as rubbish of dead leaves, floating on the stream of time. So away with the peoples who do wrong. Then we raised after them other generations. No people can hasten their turn, nor can they delay it. Then sent we our messengers in succession. Every time there came to a people their messenger, they accused him of falsehood. So we made them follow each other in punishment. We made them as a tale that is told. So away with a people that will not believe. Then we sent Moses and his brother Aaron with our signs and authority manifest to Pharaoh's and his people and his chiefs. But these behaved instantly. They were arrogant people. They said, shall we believe in two men like ourselves? And their peoples are subject to us? So they accused him of falsehood. And they became of those who were destroyed. And we gave Moses the book in order that they might receive guidance. And we made the son of Mary and his mother as a sign. We gave them both shelter on high ground, affording rest and security, and furnished with spring. O you messenger, enjoy all things good and pure, and work righteousness, for I am well acquainted with all that you do. And verily this brotherhood of yours is a single brotherhood, and I am your Lord and cherisher. Therefore, fear me and no other. But peoples have cut off their affairs of unity between them into sects. Each party rejoicing in that which is with itself. But leave them in their confused ignorance for a time. Do they think that because we have granted them abundance of wealth and sons, we would hasten them on every good. We would hasten them on in every good. Nay, they do not understand. Verily, those who live in all for fear of their Lord, those who believe in the signs of their Lord, those who join not in worship, partners with their Lord. And those who dispense their charity with their hearts full of fear, because they will return to their Lord. It is these who hasten in every good work. And these who are foremost in them. On no soul do we place a burden greater than it can bear. Before us is a record which clearly shows the truth. They will never be wronged. Sallallahu Kadim. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. And we're thankful to Allah that Allah blessed us with the Quran and blessed us with Imam Waqi Muhammad. That took us to the Quran and taught us to study the Quran and study Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. We pray that Allah reward him in this paradise. Brothers and sisters, we are dealing with the message of concern. Because if you is a Muslim and you get introduced or you get turned on to the Quran and the history of Prophet Muhammad, your eyes are going to become open. And you're going to have to do some of the things that the prophet did. You're going to learn how to live that life. You're going to be faced with some of the same problems. Allah said that he's going to test and try all of us. And Allah said that he knows what's going on. He knows the truth. You know? And through him knowing the truth, we as brothers and sisters that is on this mission with the life of concern, the message of concern. You know, we are going through some of the same thing, and we got to give those same prayers that those prophets and messengers gave. We got to give those same prayers to Allah. And we had to ask for the same protection. The prophet said, the prophet said, oh, my Lord, help me, for they accuse me of falsehood. Allah said, in but a little while, they are to be sorry. You know, it said that they said we believe in, they said, shall we believe in two men like ourselves? And their people are subject to us? So they accuse them of falsehood. And Allah said, and they became of those who were distorted. You know, and also during that time, Allah revealed something to Moses. Said he gave him, we gave Moses the book in order that they might receive guidance. So in doing this mission, in obeying Allah, we gonna have to keep on studying this book. We're gonna have to keep on reading this Quran. Because the Quran will let you know again what's going to happen before it happened. And you'll be able to see clearly what's going on. And but it's the same thing. Everything else is going to be in confusion. So we thank Allah. We know that one of the biggest things that's going on is images in religion. And at the same time, they're trying to prevent us from getting established as Muslims, as the peoples here in America. And they try to keep us in that disunity. And if we're in that disunity, they know we can't communicate with each other. We're not going to support each other. You know, because Shaitan got us in that confused state and keeping us in that disunity. Even though we got the Quran. So in essence, it's just like giving yourself to Satan. It's like giving yourself to Satan. You know, if we don't see and know that Satan is the one that causing all our problems, then we don't unite and come together and fight against the scheme of Satan, rather than trying to establish somebody else is trying to be is running a scheme and trying to say that they got a scheme. You want to fight their scheme? We'd be making a big mistake.
Sure.
We got to stay on fighting the scheme of Satan. After we win fighting the scheme of Satan, we're not gonna have that problem. You know, if I look at somebody else say that they are the cause of it, they're the one that causes all of it right here, then I'm aiming at the wrong thing. I'm aiming at the wrong thing. And when I read this Quran, I got to read this right here in the Quran and apply it to my own life. Allah said that the biggest jihad is the jihad with thyself. That's the biggest jihad. That's the biggest struggle. That's the biggest fight. You know, is correcting something that's within ourselves. So we have to study this book and constantly search and look at what it's saying, where we can apply it in our life, where we can apply this hymn book. I'm thankful to Allah. I'm thankful to Allah for my son, Tariq. I listened at him this morning, and he was covering some things that made so much sense. That made sense. It wasn't just that he was coming to kind of show off that he got knowledge, but he was saying, he was talking about things that I can apply in my life. You know, and things that I got to look at because I can be looking at my problem at somebody else and thinking that somebody else is doing it, but my problem is way different from that. We have a situation where our own brothers and sisters, Shaitan done turn them against us, just for money, just for success. We got a problem where Shaitan done have some of our own brothers and sisters join up with the enemy against us, unite with the enemy. If Allah didn't give it to us, the only way we're gonna find out is that we accidentally and walk in on one of them and they talking about it. But Allah gave it to us, where we don't have to do that. You see, so we got to get ready. Hardship ain't nothing for us. We've been through hardship. We've been through difficulty, you know. So we had to get ready for hardship and go on through it. And ask for Allah mercy and blessing and go through it. You know, and don't blame it on nobody. It's a test. The test that Allah to my sending us through is not a test where we can it's not so necessary a test where somebody else is doing something that we blaming it on them, but it's a test to see whether or not that we are practicing truth. That we obedience to God, you know, that we want for our brother what we want for ourselves. Helping the needy and helping the poor. That's the test. That's the real test, you know. So, brothers and sisters, we should lighten up. We shouldn't lighten up. We should keep it tight. Keep it tight. You know, everything is right on time. Everything is right on time, brothers and sisters. What's happening is right on time. So we have to keep it tight and keep moving forward. Keep studying this Holy Quran and keep reading and studying the Prophet Muhammad. You see? And at the same time, when we wake up in the morning, we got to apply this book. When we go out into the community, we got to apply this Quran. When we do business, we got to apply this here Quran. Because they're going to accuse you. They're going to try to divide you up. They're going to try to make it seem as you don't know what you're doing. They're going to try to make it appear that you're crazy. There's something wrong with you. So we had to get ready for it, tighten it up and get ready for it, and move forward. Brothers and sisters, we are inshallah. We're striving hard right now to try to come together and at least get one of us into business. Get one of us into business. And we were going to use that one that entered business to open the eyes up of other brothers and sisters can do the same thing. Other brothers and sisters can see what will happen if we support each other. Because if we support each other, we're going to have power in the land. We're not going to be in a dependent situation. Allah promises to get us out of this dependent situation and if we do good and we practice righteousness and put us in a situation of blessing from Almighty God. Brothers and sisters, we had to be seriously concerned about the scheme of Satan. And one of the biggest schemes of Satan out here in the world that we are dealing with is the idea that God had a son. One of the biggest schemes of Satan is the idea of making God out of something out of his creation. You know, they're saying that this is God, and that's what you call a pagan. A pagan is a person that looks at God's creation and try to make something out of God's creation equal to God. Fire is a god. The tree, because the trees that stay green year round, that's a god. Anything that we see that we don't understand and it got a little power to it, a pagan makes that thing into his god, and every day he worships that. Pray to that. So we got plenty of pagans. We got plenty of pagan in this world. And we should be knowledgeable. That should be known. If we don't see that it's necessary to help our younger peoples get established, then their future, they gonna go in the future going through some of the same thing, maybe some worse than what we went through or what we're going through. Our whole movement is should be trying to back them up, unite with them, and make sure they get themselves established and pray to God that they support us. And we're not just trying to make, we're not just trying to make a person a millionaire or a billionaire just to make them rich. We're doing that because it's necessary. And Allah himself said, move towards righteousness and good as though you were in a race. And you know the signs in racing. First of all, you're competing. If you're racing somebody, it's a competition. You're competing with somebody else. And you got to make sure that you got everything that you need in order to be successful. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity to express this which is on our mind, that we feel is necessary, that is important, and we pray that other brothers and sisters got something on their mind similarly, and they, inshallah, want to pass it on to help their brothers and sisters, inshallah. So we came to you, brothers and sisters, in peace, and we're going to leave in peace. If there's any questions or statement in anything that I said, I'm going to stay into the queue, and you can ask me a question, or you can make statements on some of the things that I said. I came to you in peace, going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got Assalam. So you heard it. Anybody got any question? Got any you want to comment or make a statement on what he's saying? One thing we ask is if you come out and you said something, stick around. People might want to ask you a question about what you said. If you true
right.
to yourself, you don't mind answering what you say. If you know what you said, what the truth, you ain't got no problem with nobody asking you what you know with the truth, and you can explain that to them. And that's
no,
what I said something. I'm going to try to explain exactly what I said and why I said it.
Absolutely.
Because
right.
we know apple is an apple. But apple, the different apple come out different trees, but it's still an apple. But the apple been named by Adam, and Adam is us. It's been named Washington State apple, Kansas City apple, New York apple, but it's apple that we named. You know, watermelon. I go on and on. But you got to be explained, you know, somebody put in a manual why they call this watermelon from Albany. Why do they call this watermelon a little different from the other watermelon? See, people write, although Adam named some, he also got it down what it means, what the name was, like a Western. He gives you the his meaning of the words that we speak as English. He gives you the definition of those words. But he don't give you the definition of them that like Sue John said, absolute. Because you can explain it in a way that what he said and add to what he named the item, you can add to it, and it still makes sense, and it still can be added to a new dictionary. So we're here tonight to keep this or world that we live in a lie, because it's dying with all these ignorance. They got faithful. Stay with me. And they got all kind of, they're inviting the people to come and buy these vapor cigarettes. And these vapor cigarettes is just as dangerous as the regular cigarettes, because anytime you smoke something, you're acting to cause some bad health on yourself. And they know. They know it. But who do you think has been chosen to be the warner to the people? It's the people that understand scripture the best, who understand what the creator of this creation wants for his creation the best. And I think there's no one that fit that description but the Muslim, especially under the leadership of Imam Wahid Muhammad, who have not just read the Quran, but study it. And study what Allah says. And know that we have the last prophet, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah peace be upon him, because we studied all the prophets that came before him, We give praises, we give thanks to all of them. And we acknowledge that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet. He had received the final revelation. And the revelation that before Prophet Muhammad called, been corrupted. In the Quran, it said that Allah has put angels in guard this message, this book, put angels around the book. And the Arabic language is still there. So you can go learn the Arabic language and get the meaning from the Arabic language, and then use your English to bring about a good understanding on what the prophet you see. So all praise are due to Allah, Lord, chance of saying all the world. He bear witness. And we testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah peace and blessings be upon him and be upon all of the prophets, and because he's the seal of the prophets. They all brought one message. And that message is that Allah is one. Allah is one who lives and never dies. He was never born. He is the creator and not the creation. He has created all of us. Life and death, it means the life is when the test started and the death when it ends. He has passed it to you. He only deserves to gain a record that we could take back to Allah that will cause us to enter the Jannah of the paradise. Taking a record back where we show no need and no respect for the creator of our creation is ignoring what the creator has put in the world for us to learn and give us a guideline to go by. So I just didn't throw up. Put up together, throw us out of this earth, not giving us a guideline to go by, give us knowledge that we should be seeking to help us travel through this earth and make progress. That's what it's about, making progress. We want our children, we want all children, but since our children are so far behind all the rest of the children, and all the other children have been getting a false message by some kind of so-called superiority, our children, we believe, would show them there's no superiority in one human being over the other. We are here for a while to test it. We pray that we all pass that test. That's why we're here. We're here to receive a reward or punishment from the Creator according to how we live this life that He'll trust us with. So that's all we're saying. We love the human family. We're not trying to break the human family up. If we said there's no white people, is that true or not? There's none. We're saying there's no real, a whole lot of people that got black skin. We know Other people got some real dark skin, almost blue. But the problem with that dark skin person is that false image of God holding God up as a Caucasian man and then say he's a white man. That has brought nothing but chaos in the world. And that's why God said, don't make no image of him. And you can see why he said that. Look at all the problems Caucasian people have with us. They have no problem in calling us black. Yeah, I told that black down. That black had no business talking back to me. Huh? God said human being. You can't be a human being and hate another person because what God gave him. God gave you what he wants you to have and gave them what he wants you to have. And he said, come all together and be one. And work in the cause of oneness of the Creator. Once we do that, we pray to have the right concept of God, praying to one God living. How can we go wrong? How can we go wrong in a society like that? But to worship something other than God and call God something that he never called himself is to bring and create more and more problems on this beautiful earth God done planted us on. Beautiful earth. Trees, the flowers, the plants are beautiful. The animals, and, you know, we see the lion, we know to stay out the lion's way. And then nowadays, since God has been on earth long enough, we get a lion attack us. We got the arm to take out that lion or that cobra snake. We got what it takes to get rid of those things if we have to. But the main thing we have to put down, instead of worrying about a cobra or a lion, is us. We are a worse in our neighborhood than some of these lions and snakes. If you go to New York or you go to Chicago or Georgia or Mississippi or Texas, people are doing things to each other worse than any lion or any cobra that will slide up to you and bite you. They're doing worse to each other. But it comes about knowledge, comes about misunderstanding, miseducation, false understanding of who the Creator is or who they are. You tell people God gave your image, your head get bigger than what it is, then you're going to do something or think you better than the people that don't look like that image. That's why God allowed again said, don't make no image of him. So that is the relief from that problem. So we here tonight on this Box Talk Radio Station welcome everybody to come and share what you have to say with us, even though you bring some negative. We appreciate that. We'll deal with that. You give us, you say your negative talk and let us hear some of the good talk that we've been blessed to understand through the Quran or through the life we've been under. Please listen to us. We'll listen to you. But don't come here do all the talking and then make sure you know you gone from the queue. We look for your phone number, it's gone. You done did all that talk, but you ain't stay here to share with the people who want to ask you a question. You want to run. That ain't right. I don't think that's right. If you said something and you... If we said something, the word has been said, and it's wrong. We tell you the minute. If it's wrong, you think it's wrong. We ask Allah to forgive us, and you show us what we're wrong at. We would not know it all. And Allah is the only know it all. We are all the students. As long as we're on this earth, we'll never be older than this earth. So this earth is always going to speak to us, and we'll never be able to learn everything about this earth that we live in. We don't have the time. You don't have the time. You study every second of the minute. You will never know everything about this earth because you will never have the time. You have to bathe. You have to eat. You have to sleep. You have to wake up and after so many hours
and get up and eat, clean yourself up. If you got any sense, you'll be saying your prayers once you do that. So you will never be able to find the time to know everything. You can be a good mechanic, but can you be a good plumber at the same time? You can be a master electrician, but can you be a master flying a plane, running a factory? So you have too many things that you might, they might call you a master. You be a master scientist. So many things that you can learn, but you will never be able to learn it all. And the best way to learn is to humble yourself and ask the Creator to bless you with what you need to know so you can make your life more, much better operate while you're here on this earth. That's all I did. Ask the Creator. So, you know, I don't see nobody raise their hand. It was somebody had their hand up with a 408-2668. They left. And I seen Brother Muhammad come in, and I think he left too. But alhamdulillah, we want the best this Bob Talk radio station. When we ask you one say something, don't leave because somebody would like to ask questions. We got people in the audience on this phone would like to ask you a question. If you can't answer the question, or you won't answer the question, it may be best if you just leave. That's what you want to do. But we just say, why tell people about things wrong, and then ask you why you can't explain it to them. That's it. If you study what you know, and you know what you know because of study, you should be able to explain it in detail. It shouldn't take you long to explain it. So we thank you again, and we pray that Allah continue to bless us to grow in knowledge and understanding why we are here, why we had to go. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Because everybody was being born. People were being born. And nobody would die. Wouldn't that be a problem? Oh, that'd be a real problem. But since some people are coming and some keep leaving, then we keep a balance on this earth. That's how the lion and the wallaby work. The wallaby always have a great population of wallabies. But lion is a meat eater. And a wallaby is made out of the meat they love to eat. And so it's not hard for them to catch them with a wallaby and bring that wallaby down and eat that wallaby up. But once they eat that wallaby up, they might now hunt for a week or two. You might walk right now eating. Look your way because but people is different. When people kill somebody on the east side, they can go on the west side and kill somebody. They can go on the south side and kill somebody. Why? Because they're going against their nature. And when you go against your nature that God has given you, you keep going against that nature until somebody puts you somewhere you can't go against that nature, or you die because you went against nature. So it's simple thing. And God has given you scripture to teach you not to go against your nature. He said, thou shalt not. And it means you better not do it. He tells you, you don't go get that. If you go against your nature, then you go against the rules of what he have given you to govern yourself. Are you going against that? And pretty soon you keep going against what Allah said not to do. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't cheat on your wife. You go against those things, then you are asking for the problem. Allah going to take his hand off of you, they said. And everybody got a shot at you and can get you. So you have no protection of the law of the world. You have no protection. And anybody, if you go any place, you keep breaking the rule, you lose those people protection. You lose the protection of those people who made the rule. So may Allah continue to bless us all and continue to protect us and keep us on the right path, keep us going right. And we say the Quran is the best book for you to learn and to keep you going right. It make you a person that fear and love God, because God explained to you the only way off this earth is back to your Creator. That's the only way. That's the only way off this earth is back to your Creator. You can go to the moon. You can go to any planet up there in the galaxy. But what you must do is go back to your Creator for judgment. And no way out of that. So may Allah continue to bless us all. I don't see nobody else who wants to ask a question or raise their hand. So we're going to bring our good brother Sujah Muhammad, who explains things pretty real good. We'll bring him back up if he don't mind. He's not drinking coffee. He's bean pie. We'd like to bring him back up and let him continue in this beautiful talk that we're having here on this Brock Talk radio station this Saturday night. Brother Sujah, are you still there? As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Well, you got it, my good brother. Your time.
Alhamdulillah, brother. We working with this thing. Praise be to Allah. And we thank Allah. We forever thank Allah for blessing us with this opportunity. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Again, I bear witness and testify that there's only one Creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of the prophet, the last prophet. After Prophet Muhammad, there's no need for another prophet. Praise be to Allah. I know what they say, or just saying in Christianity that God's son died for our sins. And they are teaching that. They're teaching that concept. They don't even understand that. To say that God gave his only son, and they say begotten, it was there, and then they takes it out of the Bible, you know, they got so many things that's in the scripture, in the Bible, that was added to it, you know, and it's not true. It's not true, because if you define a whole lot of things that they are talking about, you'll find out that's impossible. That ain't real, you know. But they want to pin that to religion. They want to pin that to faith, having good faith, a bad faith. You know, they want to pin that to saying that you're a true believer if you believe that God had a son and his son gave his life. You know, that don't make no sense, brothers and sisters. And I was looking at TV today, and this gentleman that had been a preacher for 10 years, he preached for 10, he said 10 years he was a preacher. And a whole lot of things was just bothering him about Christianity and about some of the things that was in Christianity, and he never could make no sense out of it. So he went out looking for God, such was it. He said he went so far, he went to voodoo. He went out there and checked out voodoo for a while. You know, but it's winding up that he checked out Islam, and now he got peace in his life. He said that he got genuine peace in his life. And now he's able to look back. I mean, and Jesus said that in the Bible. It said that in the Bible. Know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. And he said that he converted, I don't know if it was 11 or 12 or 7 or 8, but he converted a whole lot of other pastors. He turned them on to Islam. You see, and then there was another case that these Caucasian women were testifying that they found Islam to give them. They found Islam is a religion that gave them peace in their life, and it took the racism from them. It took away from them that psychological effect of worshiping images in religion, of giving yourself to images, or giving yourself to lies in religion. It took that from them, and say they are happy. Because they're happy. And they are Muslim. If they was on this program, they'd be speaking the same way I'm speaking. I know what Islam did for me. It changed my life. It got me away from things that I know if I had just stuck to it. You know, one thing, I could have been rich. But I know that if I had gotten rich and had plenty of money, there's no way in the world that I would have had accepted God. No way. Because the way that I had gotten my money would have had been incorrect. And the environment that I would have had to be in. So I'm thankful to Allah that I was impressed by Islam. I read the Quran, and it was a book that makes a strong impact on you when you read it. When you read the Quran, you know that ain't no ordinary man put that together. You know that ain't no ordinary man put together. That's God speaking to you in that book. The Quran is not written by man. The Quran is the word of God. It's given to you in Arabic, and another language, Arabic in English, Arabic in French, Arabic in Spanish. But the Arabic is the revelation that haven't been tampered with, haven't been changed. And one way that they protected it, they had thousands of people memorize the revelation when the angels brought it to Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. They memorized the revelation. So you can imagine you got thousands of people saying the same thing about the first ayat, the first verse the second verse. The first chapter, the second chapter. They prove it by getting those people that say that they are harpies. And the word harpy is speaking of a person that memorized the Quran. That can say the whole book by memory. From memory. And they offering anybody that can find one thing in that book that is false, they're offering to give them millions of dollars for it. If you can prove that there's something wrong in the Arabic. So if you want to know the truth, and you say you're a good Christian or you're a good Jew, then you should believe in the last revelation. Jesus himself, that he had to go. And all for the comfort that would come. And he will lead you into all truth. The comfort that will lead you. He will lead you into all truth. So if you're truthful about being a good Christian, or a person that believes in Judaism, then you should either already have one, a Holy Quran, are rushing to get one. Because many of them same people would tell you that Prophet Muhammad is the true prophet of God. The Jew would tell you that Prophet Muhammad is the true prophet of God. Mm-hmm. Now you have people that try to attack Islam, would lie to you. But you yourself should check it out. Check it out and read the book and see if the book a liar. Or see if we a liar. And what we're telling you ain't going to benefit us at all. It's going to benefit you. If you're truthful and real, it's going to benefit you. So get a Quran, brothers and sisters, and read the book and study the book. It'll make you a good Christian or a good Jew or a good Muslim. By knowing and studying the last revealed knowledge to the human being. The truth is here, but it just so happens the truth is in the hand of the Muslim now. You know, everybody I talk to that said that they have studied Islam or check out Islam, they be trying to tell me how beautiful it is. How beautiful the religion is. It's pretty hard to run into a person and say that when you ask them about Islam, will give you something negative. Even though there are peoples that would tell you, will come to you real negative about Islam. Because I watch some of those debates, and the brothers out there doing dawah and things about how some people challenge them, but they be proving to them that you don't even have it right. You got a misunderstanding. What do we mean by this? They don't know.
That's right.
But they carry a lie as though that they got something from God. that's pitiful. You know. And they argue with you as God himself told them that. Read the Quran. We got brothers out there passing the book on to you. It's not selling it to you. Passing it to you. If you sincere. You won't be able, God said you won't be able to say that you didn't know or you didn't hear or that a warning didn't come to you. You're not going to be able to say that, brothers and sisters. A warning came to you, but you denied it. You read it, and most of the time you won't believe. But you went into disbelief because you want to keep on doing what you was doing. You didn't want to give up the things that you was doing that was wrong. And you didn't believe that God was going to punish you for the wrong that you've done and that you're going to be judged for it. You don't believe in the judgment. You don't believe that there's a God that's going to question you and that is going to judge you. That's where you're in trouble. You got a big problem right there. Nobody going to go through this world and not be judged. Even Jesus is judged. Prophet Muhammad is judged. Abraham, Moses, all these peoples had to go before God. We got to wake up, brothers and sisters. It's getting late. It's getting late. And after a while, this type of warning, this type of message, you ain't going to hear it no more. So if you got an opportunity now, Allah forgives almost all sins. God said the only thing that he don't forgive is saying that there's another God or setting up partners with God. But if you change your life and you didn't know, you didn't have the knowledge, it said that if you become a Muslim and you recite the Shahadatain to you when the Imam give it to you, it will remove from you all your sins. You're going to start off with a clean slate. It will remove all your sins. So you have opportunity. You got a chance. If you don't care about disobeying God, and you don't care about the judgment of God, hell that a disbeliever gonna go to, at least be concerned about your children. Care about them. Pass the truth to them. And get them on the right path. Yes, sir, brothers and sisters, it's real. It's real what we're saying out here. We're not just talking. This is real. God is one. And you got one creator and you got one creation. And everything in creation is dependent. It has a need. Everything in creation is dependent. But the creator has no needs. There's nothing in creation that he needs that will save his life, that will kill him. Nothing in creation. The land got to have water. You and I got to eat. We got to sleep. We got to have oxygen. We got to have this air. Or we going to die. We got to have food. These are only two things that exist, brothers and sisters. It's the creator and the creation. Everything else dies. And that's including the creation. Jesus prayed to God, brothers and sisters. And Jesus said, if he bear witness of himself, his witness is not true. So how are you going to be bearing witness of Jesus? And he's not even bearing witness of himself. And he said, if he bear witness of himself, then it's not true. Don't believe it. Jesus said, only one is good, and that's God. And Jesus prayed to God. We as human beings, we can follow Jesus. But you can't follow God. It's impossible. You can't follow God, brothers and sisters. You can't do what God does. All that's simple, brothers and sisters. And that's common sense, what I just presented to you. Common sense. Now, if you don't want to accept common sense, then you deserve the punishment that God gonna give you. We came to you in peace, and we gonna leave you in peace. Oh, I said, I'm gonna ain't come. You got
You was on the roll, you know. I didn't want to get stopped, bro.
But since you don't stop, I know you got to take a coffee break somewhere down the line. But anyway, right to the point. Everything was right to the point. I had some 5-year-olds in this room with me, or some 7 or 6 years old. I'm sure they could understand exactly what you said. You made it real plain, and you made it understandable. Some people take temple things and make them a mountain out of it. So all praise are due to our we're trying to do the best we can. We're not perfect. We make mistakes, and one mistake we don't want to make is not telling you the truth. We don't want to make that mistake, and not living the truth, trying to live the truth. Because although we got the Quran, but you read this book and you find this truth, and you don't want to live none of the truth that he gives to you, then you might find yourself in a worse position. Because Allah say that's a scroll. When you learn the truth, you're obligated to follow the truth. To obey the truth. That's why truth comes to you. And Jesus said it there. We made it plain to everybody who said they follow Jesus. He made it real plain. He said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
That's right.
You know, he was telling you that he didn't say know him or know when he was born, when he died. He didn't say nothing. He said, know he the truth. And that truth will set you free. I believe that's
right.
That's what set me free. Truth. I love the Bible, but I love the truth. I don't love the idea where it says that somebody hit me on the right side, then turned and gave my left side. I never liked that. I don't consider that the truth, or even consider that coming from God. And if I have faith, I can stick my hand in a pile of rattlesnakes, and they won't bite me. Now, that's another thing that I never believed. And I heard about some churches up in South Georgia where these Caucasian Christians was passing around a rattlesnake. This rattlesnake killed the whole family in one night. So that was plain to me. I didn't have to go to that church and find out that wasn't no good. My common sense told me that. My nature told me that. So I didn't have, but those people died believing that they had the power to pass around a poisonous snake was only defending his territory. If you go into a rattlesnake or a rattle and let you know that you're too close to his territory to get back. That's why God put a rattle on him to warn you. And you going to know the warning. You going to know the warning. Well, it got slammed.
Look at my daughter called me. I'm going to answer this here.
Okay, then.
My daughter called me.
Okay, go take care of that. I'll close out. We ain't got that much more time left. So I thank you, Sue John. Talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you, too. Alhamdulillah.
Tomorrow.
All right. I'll
see you later. So we are tonight, final revelation. We are brought, and we see that everybody is closing out. Everybody gone. So what we're going to do, we're going to close this out tonight and move on. Thank Allah for allowing us to come out tonight and come out and share what we have with the people. Thank everybody, and may Allah continue.